I have Congressman Tim Scott. We're going to see if we can stay on the air this time. Congressman, real quick, how was it to walk out on that stage? It had to be a phenomenal experience.
It was. Certainly there were some butterflies in the stomach, which I think is good. It helps you stay on edge. Once you got on the stage, you really entered into a place of serenity almost. And cool. It's hard to articulate the fact that the crowd being with you, you felt the warmth, you felt the energy. You know, you knew you were there for the right reasons, and it was such a great experience. And fortunately, the crowd responded pretty positively to the speech, so I was excited about that. But it reminds me how important it is that the folks who are leading the country, the ones who are in the audience, not the ones on the stage. The fact of the matter is America's greatness is not found in our elected officials. America's greatness is found in its people. And so to the extent that we have an opportunity to really say to the American people that we have found the solution and it is us, this country, 300 million Americans make the biggest difference and not a class of elected officials. It was a great experience.
And how did you come up with Hit the Road, Jack? I mean, you know, what was the thought? I know you were telling him to hit the road, but what made you think of that?
I'll tell you, I've sung that song one time before at a rally for my presidential town halls, but what occurred to me is that when you think about seven being taken out of the pockets of current senior citizens, you got to think to yourself, it's time for him to hit the road. When you think about the fact that not extending the Bush tax cuts will throw 700,000 more Americans out of employment, it's time for him to hit the road. When you think about the fact that every demographic suffers more under this current president, it is time for him to hit the road. So it seemed like the most appropriate response, the swan song for the current president, was just to tell him, hit the road. You got it.
One more question, then I'll let you go. You know, they're always talking about the black vote and blacks being in the Republican Party. You, of course, are a staunch Republican. What do you have to say to those that are listening out there saying, I don't know which side of the fence I'm on, I'm disappointed, but...
Well, the fact of the matter is, when you look at the numbers themselves, black unemployment is up 40% since the end of the Bush years. Foreclosures are up almost 30% since the end of the Bush years. The question is, if you're looking for an economic turnaround, you may want to study the policies of this president and conclude that they're not working for you. They're not working for anyone in America. It's so on the economic basis alone, we find ourselves in a position where the right decision for the future of black folks, for Americans, is one person. For his name is Mitt Romney.
Absolutely. Now, and as far as that goes, you know, Senator Lindsey Graham spoke of a duo.
Yes. Not often do we get a mulligan, but if we get a mulligan this time as the Republican Party, if we win the White House, we get the Senate, we keep the House, bottom line is simply this, that we have to perform consistent with what we say from a simple philosophy for the last several years. Promises made, promises kept. I tell you exactly the next four, and we expect to live up to those promises.
Thank you.